Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
So welcome to the next episode of Two Peas Same Pod, which is going to be about 5 minutes long.
What?
So
I wanted to talk about Trader Joe's being fake. I wanted to get your take on this.
I don't know where you're going with this, but make it quick because we're already deep in.
We didn't talk about anything on my... I had Bridget Mendler. I had something about an airplane. We had to talk about the drop mattress, the vanity. Dairy Queen has a new dip for their ice cream.
What?
Guess what it is?
Orange.
Mm-mm.
What?
Confetti cake dip.
Like, shut your
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, like with sprinkles and stuff.
Shut.
You know they discontinued cherry dip?
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
After every single orthodontist appointment, we would stop at the Dairy Queen in Ashland, and I would get a vanilla cone with the cherry dip.
And it was disgusting. It was like
every time
like cough
I loved
syrup.
It. I loved it. It was so good. Or sometimes when you would get it in the cup, and there would be like a hard crust formed around, and then you would, oh my God, that was so good. Anyway, so yes, I have so much to talk about.
Why don't you give me this Trader Joe's fakeness thing?
Okay, so Trader Joe's, it's weird. People only talk about how they love their frozen food. You don't really hear anything else, really.
Well, we don't get a lot of their frozen food because it's not kosher.
Yes. Yeah. Not us, but if you're on TikTok, if you're on Instagram, like you see a lot of these people making like their soup dumplings, their Indian stuff, like their frozen stuff all the time.
Okay.
And they rave about them, but you never hear people rave about anything else there, and it's kind of sketchy. Like, they have produce, it's cheaper, think?
Yeah, a little bit.
They play some mind trick on you where it's not like actually crazy cheaper, but it's like a little, so they make you think you're saving a lot of money. Did you hear my stomach?
I didn't. Oh. Maybe I listened to it.
They did like a test between like pasteurized eggs and Trader Joe's eggs, and I guess when it's pasteurized, it's like not as yellow maybe or something, and Trader Joe's eggs were like bright yellow.
Are you talking about the yolk. Eggs in the carton?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then some of the eggs had like two yolks. Most of the eggs had like two yolks, which is like not natural, very weird.
It's like twins. Twinsies.
People just think Trader Joe's a little sketchy, and then you get to the Trader Ming's. You get to Trader Jose.
I think they've dropped those names. No, they're still using them?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was like some cultural misappropriation going
but
on.
But no, I went to the alcohol section.
You mean the liquor section?
And they had like fake Coronas, and it said Trader Jose on all of their like frozen Chinese food, Trader Bigs. Yeah. Like something's a little off, I think. And people like, it's like people are Disney adults for Trader Joe's. Like some people, Trader Joe's is their only personality. And what's up with Trader Joe's not having a single good cereal flavor? All of their cereal, what, you do you no, like any of them?
Well, first of all, they have a knockoff Honey Nut Cheerios.
But it's not good.
Okay, I haven't had it.
It's powdery.
Okay. I do like the, although we don't get it anymore, I used to like the shredded wheat, the frosted shredded wheat.
Yeah.
But I realize it has gelatin in it, and we can't have that.
We like the grainless granola.
Oh, we do like the grainless granola.
That's different.
And I like the Heritage Flakes.
Okay, okay.
Which is okay. But when Trader Joe's first opened near us, which was back in the early 90s.
When you were interviewing at Staples or not?
No, it was that. I was already a lawyer by then. Okay. You know. So they opened up in our town. It was a town at the time. Now it's a city.
Woo-hoo!
But they opened up in our town, and it was people were nuts for Trader Joe's.
Woohoo!
And one of the big things that they were pushing, and I think they're still pushing in some ways, are the peanut butter filled pretzels.
I love those.
You
things.
See, there
in
you
the
go.
Blue, in the
yes,
blue package,
the blue ones,
yeah,
yes,
me and
the
Nick
salted
love,
ones.
They have almond ones too.
Yes, but for a long time they had salted and unsalted peanut butter filled pretzels.
They're so good.
And people would freak out for those because we didn't have anything like that around here.
What?
And Trader Joe's
Snyder's. You mean we didn't have anything like Trader Joe's?
Yes,
or I thought you meant like peanut butter pretzels.
No, that's what I mean. We didn't have anything like a Trader Joe's or the peanut butter filled pretzels back then. That was a thing. That was like their thing. You know, it's a California company. It's, it kind of has a different vibe. It's not an East Coast vibe at all.
Very laid back. Very. Not like us.
And I'm, and I've gotten to be friendly with a few people who work at Trader Joe's. Exactly. The guy's name is Joe. He's Trader Joe is what I call him. And we're Facebook friends.
Yeah,
and
you are.
We chit chat when we see each other at the store. We, you know, talk a little bit. And he knows Grammy.
Okay. All the Framingham shops there, too. So it's, yes, it's just a community there. Sometimes you see people you don't want to. You texted me the other day, maybe last year, that you saw Kelly there. I think it was during the pandemic.
I think it was,
that you saw Kelly and her mom shopping.
Yep. I see a lot of people I know there, of course, because all of the town shops there.
We need to shout out Bridget. She loves the podcast.
Shout out Bridget.
She loves the podcast.
Thanks for
she
listening,
can't
Bridget.
Stop thinking about podcast earrings. Her idea, we need to make podcast earrings.
Well, you didn't get podcast earrings, but you did get...
Yeah. Oh, my God. My dad yesterday, he was like, he framed it as, these aren't podcast earrings. You won't be able to see these when we're recording either. You won't be able to see it while you... Because your whole thing was, I'm not getting your earrings. You can't see the earrings when we record. You're not going to be able to see this. But he got me a little Apple CarPlay that you, like, install into a car that doesn't have... It naturally doesn't come with it. And there's like a big screen. Is it the 9-inch screen?
It is a 9-inch screen.
I saw that there was a 7 and a 9-inch. Because Nick was like, that's really cool. Maybe I should. He was like, I didn't even know they did that.
My friend Rich, who owns Townline Auto Body down in Braintree and Holbrook. Townline Collision.
It's in Braintree?
It's on the Braintree Holbrook line. So they call it Townline. But in the meantime, Rich had told me about it. And he got it to put in his daughter's car because he thought it would be safer for her to have a bigger screen and not have to keep looking at her small little phone.
Thank you, Jessica.
He suggested that maybe I wanted to look into it and get one for your car because your car, my car doesn't have it either, but your car doesn't have it.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, I got a CarPlay.
Yeah.
And now, did you tell them about my vanity so they can get Jessica one? It's like a, you know, give and give. You can't take.
Well, I'm seeing them tomorrow night, so, I'll talk to them.
Yeah, what should you... market.
What
should you propose to them? You gave me this Apple CarPlay. You know what Jessica needs? You know what she needs?
A podcast.
A podcast.
Produced at 1253 Studios.
I think the vanity is a good idea.
Yeah, the vanity was a good idea. To finish up the renovation of your bedroom.
Yes.
When you moved, you exchanged bedrooms.
Yes.
For a larger one.
Yes, because no one is in that room, but it is cold. It's cold. I've been sleeping with my heated blanket on and mom's like, that's not on when you're sleeping, right? And I'm like, no, mom.
It shuts off automatically after 4 hours.
I know, but it makes getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom so much more enjoyable because then I get back in the warm bed and but sometimes I do wake up and I'm like, did I just pee the bed?
Nice. In any event, the very last thing that you needed for your bedroom was like either a small desk or something. So we found a vanity on Amazon and it actually it's better quality than like the IKEA stuff.
Yeah.
Like I was surprised. It went together very similarly and it went together.
I built the drawers.
You did.
There were five drawers.
Yeah. You came home. Well, I was still building the bulk of it, the frame of the
I wanted to go on a walk. And then...
Well, you got caught up in that, and then...
Yep, and then... So you're welcome.
Or
I'm welcome.
Well,
thank
you. You're welcome for us ordering it, paying for it, putting the bulk of it together.
I showed my roommates, and I influenced them to get it.
Because it has a mirror on it, and it lights, like, and it all has sorts of stuff.
It has a part of it where it's like shelves, so I could put my hair products there, and I don't have to have like a separate bin on top of it.
Yeah.
So it's almost ideal.
Yeah.
Mom keeps coming in, she's like... You have my ideal room. And I'm like, happy wife, happy life, bitch. That's why you got this bed. But this bed did not work out.
We got a new bed last weekend. This is very quick. This will be the last thing. We were talking in our last episode about different stories and things that occurred. So let's tell the bed story. We got a new bed. Elaine and I ordered a new bed.
My mom woke up in pain. Like she,
every day she'd be in pain. And I woke up stiff and uncomfortable as well.
No,
so it was time.
My dad's like, just stay in pain. The little sleep you get. Just shut up, woman.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. So we got a new bed and we got it at Jordan's Furniture, which I'm sure most of our listeners locally are familiar with. And
Is that the New England chain?
They have three stores. Four stores.
Where are the other ones?
Avon, down near Brockton.
Yeah.
Nashua, New Hampshire, and Reading.
Where was the original OG?
Waltham was the original.
And there's not one there?
No.
Remember when they used to hand out beads?
Oh, yeah. They used to,
that
it used
was
to
scary
be,
at sometimes.
It used to be a whole production. This place is not at all your normal furniture store, although it is now.
It's weird. Like, how do you describe that?
You can't.
It's like a haunted house. It's like an escape room, but you don't have to escape. Like, they're
you do, because the way they've set up the floor plan, you can't get out.
True.
Anyway, so we picked out a bed. We placed it on order. It was supposed to be delivered.
Did you do Bridget?
We did Bridget.
Bridget's like something you stand on, and it will measure like your pressure points or like where you like to sleep, and then based off of that, the guy will give recommendations.
Or the
beds.
Woman, in our case.
It was a woman. Well, mine was a guy.
Okay, so
did you get like the better end of good, like for quality?
Yeah, we got like a mid-level.
Mine's mid-level.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
nothing for the best, nothing but the best for your wife, or
no, the hell with her.
I know.
So we got the bed she liked the best. That's okay. I will tell you that. We got the bed she liked the best.
Oh, yeah, because it's probably difficult looking with you especially, but then looking with someone else, because I just had to make sure it was comfy for me.
Yeah.
But you guys have to make sure it's comfy for both of you.
That's true.
And you guys prefer different.
So this bed was reasonably comfortable for me. I thought it was fine, and your mother really liked it. So we got this bed. And last Saturday, they were supposed to deliver the bed between 10:30 and 11:30. Mm-hmm. And at 11:10, they show up, and they come in, and they take out our old mattress and the old box spring, and they move the old frame.
I didn't know you got a new frame.
Yeah.
It's very tall.
So they come in, and they put the new box spring, which is really the foundation as well, has legs on it. They put that all together. They put that down. And they drop the mattress on it, the new mattress, and he takes a picture of it. I mean, they are trying to get in and out as fast as possible because they have a lot of deliveries.
Are they Jordan people?
Well, they're driving a Jordan's truck, okay. But it turns out they use a subcontractor to make these deliveries. Okay. But yes, it was a Jordan's truck. And so they bang it in, bang it out. They're just in and out as fast as they can. And they're out in the driveway wrapping up the old mattress and the old box spring to put in the truck. Mm-hmm. And I go into the bedroom to see the new mattress. And I look at that mattress, and it does not at all look like the mattress that we purchased.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any bedding on it, but neither did the one at Jordan's when we tested them out. So I can spot it. And I'm like, it doesn't look like my bed.
Yeah, that's not your bed.
So I can see the foundation is my bed because we got a purple brand bed. Okay. And it said purple on the foundation. But then I look at the mattress, and the mattress says Sealy on it.
My mattress,
yes.
Right?
And so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe Sealy owns Purple, or maybe they're under the same umbrella, same corporate umbrella. But then I look at the label on the mattress, and it says, you know, like Old Quincy Bay, Extra Firm Queen, or whatever. And that is
Extra Firm?
And that is not at all what we got.
I do not.
So I go running out the front door of the house and I to grab the guys before they take off. Yeah, walking quickly. And I say to them, guys, and they're like, yeah. I said, that's not my bed. Oh, what do you mean it's not your bed? It's not my bed.
That's not my bed.
I got a purple, like the foundation. I got a purple mattress, but this is a Sealy mattress. And the guy takes out his manifest and he's looking on his clipboard. And he's like, no, wait, that's your mattress. I'm like, that is not my mattress. I did not order a Sealy mattress. He said, hold on a second. And one of the guys climbs into the truck again. And I look in, and he's climbing on top of all the other furniture that needs to be delivered. Because the only other mattresses inside there are like way at the front of the truck.
Makes sense.
So he goes and he looks at the front of the truck. And he comes out and he's all huffing and puffing. Because he had to climb and do all this crazy stuff. And he said, it's in the front. I have to go make more deliveries before I can get your mattress. So I said, how long? Because I was on a time crunch, because remember, I had to go get abused at Costco later. So I
said, oh, this is before?
It's the same, yeah, it happened before.
Oh, I thought it was after.
No. So he tells me that it's going to be 20 minutes. Going to be 20 minutes, which was fine, because 20 minutes will keep me on track. Well, that 20 minutes was actually an hour. And so they don't show up for another hour.
That boy's a liar.
They come out, and you know, they pulled curbside in front of our house instead of in the driveway. And one guy's standing on the ground, and he throws open the door to the back of the truck. The other guy gets out of the truck and then jumps into the back of the truck to go obviously get the mattress and bring it down. And I'm like watching out the front window because I'm going to open the front door as soon as they get close to the house.
Is Franklin home?
No, Mom was out walking with him at that time. All of a sudden, I see the mattress just like fall out of the truck. Like the guy standing on the ground made no effort whatsoever to catch it or to grab it from the other guy.
It's
and
like,
the other guy was just clearly pushing it and it just fell right out of the truck in the on the corner of the mattress.
It's like the episode of Cake Boss.
Oh,
and they're trying
dropped,
to carry
yeah.
the cake down the stairs and Cousin Anthony just drops it.
So he drops, you know, the mattress.
Couldn't care less, I guess.
Could not have cared less.
It's not their bed.
No, not at all. And the guy, one guy picks up the bed. And then he starts walking it towards the house while the other guy's walking in front of him. I open up the front door to let the guys in. The guy who's not carrying anything walks in, and the guy carrying the bed drops it again. So now the bed's been dropped twice.
Oh, my God. And how do these people do their job?
And so they come in, they put the bed on the foundation, and they straighten it out, and he takes a picture of it, and he has me sign that I've received it.
Did you sign?
I signed. And then while they're in the driveway, I'm like walking around the bed looking at it. And I can see the corner where they dropped it twice. There's a big dent push in because this is a hybrid mattress. It's got springs and foam and that purple like silicone stuff on the inside that's supposed to keep it cooler. And I can see that there's a divot like pushed in that corner and on the other side of the corner on the right side of the bed. Now this is all on mom's side of the bed.
Okay.
I can see the springs are pushing out a little bit against the material. So clearly the bed's been damaged.
Yeah.
And they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah, they probably
But what are they going to do? If they damage it, they're just going to take it back and leave me without a mattress.
Yeah.
And so mom and I have no place to sleep if they do that.
I don't think I was staying at home that night.
Yeah,
I told
but we
you
didn't
you
know that.
In my bed.
We didn't know that for sure.
Okay.
So I called Jordan's. And I spoke to a very nice woman, Fiona. Shout out to Fiona. Very nice.
You're going to dox.
No, she was nice.
Hi, Fiona.
And she says to me during the...
Donkey!
She said to me during the conversation, well, let me see when I can have somebody out there for a repair visit or some like a service call. And I said to her, oh, no. You misunderstand. I'm not asking for a service call. I'm rejecting this mattress.
Yeah.
I want... a replacement mattress. Oh, and she was fine. She was like, oh, okay, yeah, right. I thought you wanted a service. I said, no. And so by the time we're done talking, she had me scheduled for a delivery on Tuesday morning. I told her I did not want to see those delivery guys again. I want to see different delivery guys who's going to care.
Did you tip them?
I did because I didn't, you know, I felt they were still schlepping and doing some hard work. So I tipped them. And then I tipped the other guys on Tuesday when they delivered the new bed. And then she waived the delivery fee.
Do you have a group chat without me open on your computer right now?
No, it's a group chat from Mom and Buffy. Shout out to Buffy.
Yeah, but I'm not in there.
Why
it
would
says
you
Happy
be...
Friday. That's today.
Hold on. Why would you be in a group chat with me, Mom, and one of her college roommates?
Why are you in that?
Well, because she was thanking me for doing something.
You do things?
I provided some assistance. For something.
I should be in there.
Okay. So we got a replacement bed. We're in the midst of the tryout time frame. Mom likes the bed, I think. She doesn't sleep in it very much.
Right now?
But I think mom likes the new bed.
Okay.
I'm a little ambivalent on it right
now.
We'll see how that goes.
You guys have to get a new bed.
No, we'll see. This might be perfectly fine, but, you know, they give you 100 days to test it. So,
am I still within warranty?
Oh, yeah. Your bed's 2 years old, so, yeah, you're really within the warranty.
Is it?
I mean,
it's already 2 years old.
Well, it'll be 2 years old in July.
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you like that bed, though.
I like that bed.
Compared to your old bed.
There's this one mattress topper that I had all throughout college. I ordered a new one every single year, but it was the same one. And I ordered it for my bed at home, and it's so comfy. I just haven't put it on yet. My bed's comfy, but this mattress topper is, I don't know what it does. It turns any mattress into a cloud.
Okay, we're not
I'm an influencer.
Yeah, but we're not going to give them free publicity.
I didn't say what brand it was. It's from Amazon. It's probably one of those Chinese brands like IQX and
they probably have some sort of listening device built into it so that they can hear everything you're saying and all your TikTok videos. On that note, it's time to sign off and say thanks for listening. This is Two Peas.
Same pod. See you next Tuesday, America. America, America.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
Two Peas, Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative content and marketing director, Tova Weinstein. Executive producer and chief editor, Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for Two Peas, Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was Two Peas, Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.